And welcome into day three of Letters to Santa here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas here in studio. I'm joined here in studio by Jason Eaton, Danette Gravy joining us in studio as well. So we got a packed house today to read Letters to Santa. And guys, it's feeling like Christmas outside because it's cold and it's windy. It's definitely a blustery one outside. So we're hoping you guys are somewhere nice and warm listening to us here on this Friday morning. Before we do get rolling, we do want to thank our sponsors who have made our broadcast of Letters to Santa possible during this Christmas season in 2024. And that includes Gridiron Grill and Sports Lounge in Webster City, American Sanitation, Cards Tan and Fold, Gilbert Flooring and Paint, and Prairie Energy Cooperative. Again, without these great folks, we would not be able to bring you Letters to Santa here in 2024. So we thank them very heartily for allowing us to do this. So today we are reading the letters from St. Thomas Aquinas Elementary. They've been a regular with ours. And sometimes these kids, I've noticed in the past, these kids can sometimes have the funniest. They have some of the more humorous asks that I can remember off the top of my head. So we're starting off with second graders today here from St. Thomas Aquinas, and we've got the sheet or all the pieces of paper here in this vanilla folder. So I'll just be passing them out as we go on. So I guess I'll start if that's okay with you guys. We'll go clockwise or counterclockwise. We'll go counterclockwise. So we'll go. All right. So I will start off. This one here is from Asher. Dear Santa, how are you doing? I hope you are doing good. Are the elves doing good? If they aren't doing good, send me a note. Let's move on to the Christmas presents. I want a big robot and a real dog. That is all mine. Thank you, your friend, Asher.
This one is from Nash. Nash writes, Dear Santa, how are the reindeer doing? Is my elf doing okay? And is he still at the North Pole? I would like a Justin Jefferson jersey, some things for hunting, and some rodeo items. That's from Nash. Nash, Vikings fan.
Vikings fan. I think he's a little. I think we got a little cowboy over there if he wants rodeo stuff. I like that.
I like the Vikings fan. Okay, I have a letter from Lewis. It says, "Dear Santa, my elves Ori and Snowflake just got here yesterday. How are you? How is Mrs. Claus doing? I'm going to have a great Christmas. I wish for a phone, a whoopee cushion, football cards, and an Iowa State shirt. Your friend, Lewis."
There's a little cyclone there. How about that? This one is from Bryn. Dear Santa, my elf, Strawberry, has arrived. I tried to be good. I would like a baby doll set, a Harry Potter set, a Furby. I haven't heard that one in a long time. A Furby. Harry Potter clothing and case. Thank you, Santa Claus. Your friend, Bryn.
This one is from Hudson. Dear Santa, for Christmas, I want a gizmo phone holder. We got a list here. Nerf gun. A fake gremlin. I haven't heard of those. Gremlins from the 80s?
Gremlin. I hear gremlins. I think of the toys from Toy Story where, okay, they're, you know, you saved our lives. We are eternally grateful.
A singing gizmo, gremlin dolls, gremlin sleep mask, gremlin bank. A spider gremlin and a Greta gremlin from Hudson.
That must be the gremlins you were talking about. They're not the gremlins I was talking about. So.
I have a letter from Nevin saying, Dear Santa, hey Santa, how are you? I would like V-Bucks for Christmas. I would like some shiny rocks for my game. Thank you, your friend Nevin.
All right, this one is from Charlotte. Dear Santa, how are Jack and Joy the elves at the North Pole? What I want for Christmas is a bright pink camera, new Legos, and lots of poppets. I would also like a flute, a Furby, and a Harry Potter set. Thank you, your friend, Charlotte. What's amazing, Harry Potter, I think, made a new movie in almost a decade, and still Peter's is popular forever for kids.
And budding musician.
Yeah, budding musician.
This one is from Heinrich. Heinrich writes, Dear Santa, how are you and Mrs. Claus? Are the elves busy? What I want for Christmas is a new remote control Hot Wheels set, a new sledding thing for three people, a new good bike, like an off-road bike with good brakes, and a set of Legos with a construction set. Also, Heinrich would like Lego wheels and minifigures. Thank you from your friend Heinrich.
All right.
Okay. I have a letter here from Paisley. Dear Santa, I hope you are doing well. What I want for Christmas is a magic hat. Thank you. Take care. Hugs and kisses. Your friend, Paisley.
Magic hat. All right. This one here is from Cormac. Dear Santa, hey, Santa, how are you? How are the elves? How's Mrs. Claus? Can I please have an elf? For Christmas, I would like an Xbox and Robux. Thank you, Santa. Your friend, Cormac. And I think you got the last one. Yeah.
Yep. I've got the last one here from Santiago. Dear Santa, are the elves busy? I'm trying to be good. How is Mrs. Claus? I would like a toy car and a toy plane. Thank you. Your friend, Santiago.
All right. That is it for the second graders at St. Thomas Aquinas. So, again, thank you to the all you second graders that sent in letters. And thank you. Your hand, I have to compliment your guys' handwriting is great. They do. Whoever's teaching you handwriting is doing an excellent job. They deserve a raise. So we move on from the second graders now. We go to the three-year-old preschool at St. Thomas Aquinas. So I will pass these. I'm trying to divvy it up among three. I've been used to divvying up among two people, so I just go half and half. Now I got to find a way to cut it into thirds. And like I said the other day, math was never my strong suit in school because there's a lot of kids talking about how they improved in math. And I go, well, you're probably already better than I am. So I think we've got this divvied up pretty good here. So Jason, we'll start with you this time. We'll go the same route we did last time.
Okay. Dear Santa, my name is Brinkley and I am 3 years old. This year I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me puppets? From Brinkley.
Awesome. I have a letter from Banks. Dear Santa, my name is Banks, and I am 3 years old. This year, I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me Barbies? Love, Banks.
All right. This first one I have here is from Maddie. Dear Santa, my name is Maddie, and I am 4 years old. This year, I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me a toy chase car? Love, Maddie.
All right. This one is from Leilani. Dear Santa, my name is Leilani, and I am 3 years old. This year, I have been nice. I have some secret wishes this year for Christmas. Could you please bring me a big new car for my mommy? And I want a giraffe. First time we've gotten the giraffe.
I like that. I'd like a giraffe.
Yeah. You're going to need a big car for it.
Big new car. That would be nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a letter from Lee. Dear Santa, my name is Lee and I am 3 years old. This year, I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me a truck that lights up? Lovely.
All right. This next one I have here is from Henry. Dear Santa, my name is Henry, and I am 3 years old. This year, I have been both. I have some secret wishes. And this year for Christmas, could you please bring me a monster truck, a big one that I can drive? Love, Henry.
Dear Santa, my name is Elietta. And I am 4 years old. This year I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me a big Barbie dream house?
Ooh, the Barbie dream house.
Never goes out of style.
Never, never. No. Generations come and go. That will always be around.
I have a letter from Callie. Dear Santa, my name is Callie and I am 3 years old. This year I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me a tent? Love, Callie, and she did a nice picture of her tent on her letter.
All right, this one I have here is from Piper. Dear Santa, my name is Piper, and I am 3 years old. This year I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me a pink giraffe? Not just a giraffe, a pink giraffe. Love, Piper.
Dear Santa, my name is Emmeline, and I am 3 years old. This year, I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me blush and makeup?
Ooh. Mm. Okay. I have a letter from Oliver G. Dear Santa, my name is Oliver G, and I am 3 years old. This year, I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me Mario stuff? Love, Oliver G.
Mario stuff also never goes out of
style. No, never. Never does. This one here is from Mara. Dear Santa, my name is Mara, and I am 3 years old. This year, Mara says that Mara has naughty checked off. So apparently Mara's been naughty. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me an ice cream maker?
Ooh.
Ooh, ice cream maker. See, I remember my grandparents had, they had the old snow cone makers. I'd never seen a homemade ice cream maker, but we used to have, it was a peanut, so it was Snoopy and Woodstock, so they had an old snow cone maker. We never used it. It was my dad's when he was a kid. Tried to convince them to use it. They never did.
I like Mara's thinking with it. Yeah. Ice cream.
Ice cream maker. There you go.
Right? This one is from Genesis. Dear Santa, my name is Genesis, and I am 3 years old. Genesis didn't check naughty or nice, or both, just left it blank. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me a baby doll?
It's a secret.
Another classic.
Yeah. It's a secret. Genesis doesn't want us to know what they've been this year.
Santa knows.
Yeah.
Santa knows. I have a letter here from Emmy. Dear Santa, my name is Emmy, and I am 4 years old. This year, I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me a pretend phone? Love, Emmy.
All right. This next one I have here, and I believe this is the last one we've got for the three-year-old preschool. This is from Sabino. Dear Santa, my name is Sabino, and I am 3 years old. This year, I have been nice. And I have some secret wishes this year. Or for this year for Christmas, could you please bring me a car? Love, Sabino. So that is it for the three-year-old preschool from St. Thomas Aquinas Elementary. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to step aside for a break so we can hear from some of our great sponsors and hear their holiday message. And we'll be back after this. You're listening to Letters to Santa right here on 95.7 KQWC.
Now this Friday news update from KQWC and the KZWC Radio, I'm Pat Powers. Lower commodity prices and a drop in farm income are some of the issues farmers have faced this year. ISU field agronomist Aaron Soigling said the farmers he's talked to are adjusting to the situation.
You know, people are probably a little more cautious than they were a year ago. I think big equipment purchases are going to be probably a lot more cautious before they make those investments.
Soigling says a lot depends on which areas had the best crop development this year.
Everybody's in a little different scenario. I mean, the bushels are there, the price is not. So, you know, you'll hear the grain merchandisers will use terms like, you know, bushel their way out of it, which at least you have bushels to sell. That's the advantage of having a big crop is that you have something to market.
Also, those who have dry conditions will not have the advantage of volume for the coming year.
When you get into extremely short crops or dry crops, you just simply don't have the bushels to market.
Soigling says planting got started late in the southern part of Iowa and then led to a late harvest, but he says some reports of very good yields. Friday news update from KQWC and KZWC Radio. I'm Pat Powers.
Season's greetings from KQWC. Beginning on Wednesday, December 18th, we will begin reading Letters to Santa, written by children from schools throughout our listening area before passing them on to the jolly man himself. Tune in at 10 a.m. on the 18th, 19th, 20th, 23rd, and 24th to hear Letters read live on the air. Brought to you in part by Prairie Energy Cooperative. When garbage day comes again, you want somebody you know you can trust to handle your mess. Keep it clean by having American Sanitation take out your trash. As the only 100% locally owned trash removal service in Hamilton County, American Sanitation knows the importance of supporting the community, its people, and local businesses. When you've been waylaid by waste, make haste and call American Sanitation, your local trash removal service dedicated to you.
Living with back pain? We can help. Van Deest Medical Center has partnered with Iowa Ortho to bring spine services to our hospital. Whether your pain is acute, chronic, widespread, degenerative, or work-related, the team at Iowa Ortho will find a solution to combat the source of your pain. We welcome Dr. Brett Rosenthal, spine specialist from Iowa Ortho. Treating injuries and diseases of the back and neck, Dr. Brett Rosenthal works with patients using conservative treatment methods first, with surgical intervention to follow should your pain fail to improve. We know not all pain is equal. You deserve a comprehensive treatment plan that is specifically designed to meet your individual needs. Let the spine specialists at Iowa Ortho relieve the burden of your pain. Call 515-832-7746 to schedule your appointment today. Van Deest Medical Center. Our focus is you.
Welcome back to Letters to Santa here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Friday morning. Joining us in studio, Jason Eaton, Danette Gravy, reading off Letters to Santa. We are reading the letters from those at St. Thomas Aquinas Elementary School. So we're about halfway through or so, and we're moving on to first grade here. We're reading the letters from Mrs. Hayes' class in first grade. And Danette, you want to start us off here? We'll just keep going around here.
Okay. So I have the first letter here from Emma. Dear Santa, my name is Emma. I am good. I want a phone for Christmas. I want slime for Christmas. I want chapstick for Christmas. I want the game Uno for Christmas. I want a Barbie house. Love, Emma.
All right, this first one here, I think it's from Kat. This person's name is Kat. Either that or they were messing around and they don't want us to know their name. But Dear Santa, Shepherd?
It's from Shepherd.
Oh, my name is Shepherd. Okay. I was looking here. That's why I got screwed up. But for Christmas, I want... Oh, I see now. I get the format now. For Christmas this year, I want Legos. I also want a cat. Love, Shepherd. Now I see the format here.
Not
now
the name, cat.
Yeah.
Shepherd wants a cat.
I see. Because right. Now we see where Santa has a list here, and you write down what you want on the list. I see the format here. I see it now.
This one is from Patrick. That's a great name. Dear Santa, my name is Patrick, and I want a Goku for Christmas. I want a camera, and can I please have a Lego set? Love, Patrick.
I love that Patrick wants Goku because I was a big Dragon Ball Z fan as a kid. Love that.
I have a letter from Oakland. Dear Santa, my name is Oakland. I've been good. I want a hoverboard for Christmas. Love, Oakland.
This letter I have here is from Ava. Dear Santa, my name is Ava. I want an American Girl doll. And with my American Girl doll, I want stuff. Doesn't specify what stuff. Ava just wants stuff with her American Girl doll. Love, Ava. So...
Dear Santa, my name is Beckett. I want for Christmas is a LOL doll.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. A grown-up LOL doll.
Those are new, yeah.
I have been good. I love you. Love, Beckett.
Those kind of came around kind of when my sister was kind of that age where she was playing with dolls. That was... Wasn't around when I was a kid, but I do know my sister had a couple of those, so...
Bought my daughter some LOL dolls mm-hmm. in the day. Dear Santa, hi, my name is Sloan. I want a gizmo for Christmas and a slime kit. I am good. Love, Sloan.
You want a gizmo? Do we have a little Inspector Gadget over there?
No, aren't they talking about the gizmo watch?
The gizmo watch. Gizmo watch. Yeah.
I hear gizmo. Yeah. I hear a gizmo. I think of Inspector Gadget. No. So.
I don't like Inspector Gadget.
Yeah,
he
it's not
watch.
Too far removed. Yeah. So, didn't he have a dog named Gizmo? Is that what I'm thinking of, maybe? I can't remember.
Maybe.
This letter I have here is from Nora. Dear Santa, what I want for Christmas is more Legos and a new camera, too. And Nora also wants a pet fish. Love, Nora. To Santa from Nora. So, Legos, camera, and a fish.
And this one's from Claire. Claire writes, Dear Santa, my name is Claire. I want a pig makeup box and a computer. I also want for Christmas... two race cars and a Barbie. I have been good. Love, Claire.
So she wants a real pig?
A pig makeup box. I'm not sure what that...
Pink makeup box.
There we go. Pink makeup box.
I don't think they have makeup boxes.
I mean, we've had people that we read out people that have actually wanted. They say they want a bear. I'm like, I hope it's a teddy bear. Hope it's not a real life bear.
I mean, we had giraffes this morning, but I just wanted to make sure.
We're just a few pets away from being in Oz. Let me tell you.
Okay, I have a letter from Scarlett. Dear Santa, my name is Scarlett. I want an American Girl doll. I love you. She would also like some stuff. She's not specific, mm-hmm. but more stuff.
Yep.
From Scarlett.
We've had a few of those over the last couple of days where they don't specify, they just want stuff. This one here is from Henry. Dear Santa, my name is Henry. I am good. I want a dirt bike, and I like to go on them, and I also want lots of trucks. Dear to Santa from Henry.
Another dirt bike. We had a dirt bike yesterday.
Yeah. I'm surprised at how little dirt bikes we've had, because dirt bikes were popular when I was a kid. Maybe parents wised up a little bit. They stopped getting their kids dirt bikes.
This one is from Franklin. Franklin writes, Dear Santa, I want Batman toys and Iron Man toys and Robin toys. Love, Franklin. Got a Batman and Robin fan.
Yeah, Batman and Robin. Yeah.
Okay. I have a letter from Elena. And Elena, Santa's going to understand much better than me exactly what you want. Dear Santa, my name is Elena. I want a... I'm not quite sure. You've been good. And there's a blanket in there.
Yeah.
But Santa understands. Santa understands what you want, and I hope you get what you want. Love, Elena.
All right. This one here is from, I believe this is Adler. Dear Santa, my name is Adler. For Christmas, can I have a phone? A stipple? I think it's STIFFLE. And I want a toy jack. I think that's a jack in a box. And want a target party. It's Target something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Target party. And my American Girl doll. I have been a good girl and I want a fish from Adler. Or no, Adley. I'm sorry. Not Adler. Adley. That's a Y. I'm sorry. Her name is Adley. There we go.
This one comes from Lucy. Lucy writes, Dear Santa, my name is Lucy, and I would like an iPhone. I would also like a gizmo for Christmas. I want my own puppy for Christmas. I want a slime kit as well. And I have been very good this year, and Lucy would like us to know that she had a wiggly tooth, and she pulled it out.
We might have a visit from Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy right? in the same night. I think the world explodes when that happens. I don't know. All right, that's it for Mrs. Hayes, first grade class from St. Thomas Aquinas. And if you want to hand me, here, I'll grab this vanilla folder here. Let's see, what do we got left? I think we just got the 4-year-old preschool left. And while we do have that left, we'll do this. We'll step aside for a break. We'll hear from some more of our sponsors, and then when we come back, we'll finish up with the 4-year-old preschool at St. Thomas Aquinas right here for Letters to Santa on 95.7 KQWC.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist? Huh?
You don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty right. Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
The holidays are coming, so gather your friends, family, acquaintances, pets, significant others, insignificant others, and even some total randos to watch Prime Video. We've got new holiday hits on Prime like Red One and seasonal staples like Die Hard and Love Actually. Rent or buy family favorites like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street. No matter who you gather, Prime Video has something for everyone. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
Now here's the Weather Center, sponsored by Windsor Manor in Webster City.
Here's your KQWC weatherology forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 21. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 12. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 29. A mix of clouds and sunshine and dry, Sunday and Monday, upper 30s, Sunday, low 40s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 14.
Field Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Citavo soybean seed. Always read and follow label directions.
Floors, carpet, LVT, furniture, beds. Gilbert Flooring and Paint has it all. Whether you need something for your floor or something you can lounge in, Gilbert Flooring can take care of it. And any items they don't have on hand, they can order just for you. For home decoration, DIY projects, and more, Gilbert Flooring reliably provides what your home needs at a cost that you can afford. It's brunch time. From 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. every Sunday morning, the Gridiron Grill in Webster City offers its fantastic brunch, rotating entrees each week to complement their breakfast menu and their selection of delicious fried chicken. Stop in on Sundays for the best brunch around town and enjoy their piping hot pancakes and fresh French toast. The Gridiron's stunning services and fantastic food are second to none. So clear your schedule for Sunday and find out what brunch is all about at the Gridiron. Forget about the cold and forget about the snow. Don't give up on your tan because the weather has turned. Keep your body the way you want it to be by going to Card's Tan and Fold in Webster City. They have an air-conditioned Cayenne bed for comfortable tanning, a non-burn matrix bed with blue light protection, and five more beds to suit your tanning needs. You don't need the beach. You need to call 832-7913 and schedule an appointment for your piece of tanning paradise. It doesn't matter how frightful it is outside. At Card's Tan and Fold, it's always summer.
Welcome back to Letters to Santa here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here, and we're joined in studio by Jason Eaton and Danette Gravy here on this chilly and windy Friday, currently sitting about 16 degrees. We warmed up about 3 degrees from when I went on the air of the training post this morning, but it is still a chilly one outside. Temperatures expected to climb into the mid-20s today. Thankfully, the wind, as we get towards the evening, is supposed to die down. Not going to be nearly as cold tonight, I don't think, in terms of the wind chills. So, again, before we get started or restarted here with our Letters to Santa, we want to thank our wonderful sponsors who have made our broadcast of Letters to Santa possible here in 2024. That includes Gridiron Grill and Sports Lounge in Webster City, American Sanitation, Cart's Tan and Fold, Gilbert Flooring and Painting, and Prairie Energy Cooperative. Again, we are very grateful for their sponsoring of this to let us read these letters to Santa. Make sure Santa hears these letters. That's what we're here for. We're here to make sure Santa hears these letters. So that's the number one reason why we're here. So we're moving on to the 4-year-old preschool for St. Thomas Aquinas. And with that, I think we did not start last time. So I'll start this time here. So this first letter I have here is from Ava. Dear Santa, my name is Ava. I am 4 years old. This year I have been nice and I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me a Barbie dream house? Love, Ava. The Barbie dream house is coming back. Well, I was telling Jason on Tuesday, ever since that Barbie movie, not that Barbie ever went away, but it's back in everyone's forefront. Every girl's forefront. It's back.
This one is from Maxon. Dear Santa, my name is Maxon, and I am 4 years old. This year, I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me a toy shark that goes in the bathtub? From Maxon.
That would be fun.
I mean, fun. That'd be really fun, yeah.
I have a letter from Milo. Dear Santa, my name is Milo, and I am 4 years old. This year, I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me Spider-Man toys? Love, Milo.
Right. Like the Spider-Man. This one is from Adeline. Dear Santa, my name is Adeline, and I am 4 years old. This year I have been nice. I have some secret wishes, and this year for Christmas, could you please bring me, what do you know, we got more Barbies.
More Barbies.
Adeline wants Barbies. Love, Adeline.
from Leo. This Leo writes, "Dear Santa, my name is Leo and I am 4 years old. This year I have been nice. I have some secret wishes this year for Christmas. Could you please bring me a garbage truck?"
Ooh.
From Leo.
Cool. I have a letter here from Oliver L. "Dear Santa, my name is Oliver L. And I am 5 years old. This year I have been, now I'm going to say nice is checked off very full, but there's a little bit of a mark in both." So we're kind of...
We had some half and halves yesterday where they half filled in naughty, they half filled in nice.
We're covering both all of our bases here. "I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me toy Minecraft?" Love
Minecraft.
Oliver L.
All right, this one I have here is from Ellie. "Dear Santa, my name is Ellie, and I am 5 years old. This year I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me a bike? Love, Ellie."
"Dear Santa, my name is Nova, and I am 4 years old. This year I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me Spider-Man toys?"
Another Spider-Man.
Another Spider-Man, yeah.
I have a letter from Stella. "Dear Santa, my name is Stella, and I am 4 years old. This year I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me a stuffed Peggy from Barbie?" So we are very specific on what Barbie we want on that one. Love, Stella.
All right. This one I have here is from Chesney. "Dear Santa, my name is Chesney, and I'm 4 years old. This year I have been both. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me, wait for this, a pancake flipper?" A pancake flipper. Chesney likes his pancakes. Love, Chesney. I like that.
I like pancakes, too, Chesney.
Who knows? Maybe he'll be flipping some pancakes when he's playing football in a few years, putting guys on the backside.
"Dear Santa, my name is Kiera, and I am 4 years old. This year I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me a rainbow dollhouse?"
Ooh, rainbow dollhouse.
Another dollhouse.
Wow.
I have a letter here from Thomas. "Dear Santa, my name is Thomas, and I am 5 years old. This year, I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me headphones?" Love, Thomas.
All right. This one I have here is from Ethan. "Dear Santa, my name is Ethan, and I am 4 years old. This year, I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me a computer setup?" Love, Ooh. Ethan. Someone likes to play on the computer.
And this one is from Jovi. It says, "Dear Santa, my name is Jovi, and I am 4 years old. This year, I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me a dollhouse?"
Another dollhouse.
Another dollhouse.
All right.
I have a letter here from Whitney. "Dear Santa, my name is Whitney, and I am 4 years old. This year I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me a PS5 system?" Love, Whitney.
Love PS5. Oh, I know, yeah. Quinn's an Xbox
I'm an
guy,
Xbox but... guy. I'm an Xbox guy. I played it last night after I got home from wrestling, so that's my thing. I'm sticking to it. All right, this one here is from Everett. "Dear Santa, my name is Everett, and I am 4 years old. This year, I have been both. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me trucks?" Love, Everett.
And from Gentry, "Dear Santa, my name is Gentry, and I am 4 years old. This year, I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me fingernail polish?" From Gentry.
Fun. I have a letter here from Hannah. "Dear Santa, my name is Hannah, and I am 4 years old. This year, I have been nice. I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me a unicorn?" Love, Hannah.
Haven't had too many unicorns this year.
We've had some. We've had some. Not a lot, but some. And this final one I have here is from Halston. "Dear Santa, my name is Halston, and I am 5 years old. This year, I have been nice, and I have some secret wishes. This year for Christmas, could you please bring me pretend butterfly wings?"
Ooh.
Love, Halston. That's a fun one to end on.
Yeah.
That's a fun one to end on, Halston. Thank you for that one. So that is it for not only the four-year-old preschool at St. Thomas Aquinas. That's it for our St. Thomas Aquinas stack of letters to Santa. Again, we thank the kids for writing out those letters to Santa. We thank the teachers for getting them to us and allowing us to read them over the air. It's always a treat to get to read these. And again, Jason and Annette, thanks for helping out here again on this Friday morning. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors one more time before we send you back to normal programming. Those sponsors are Gridiron Grill and Sports Lounge in Webster City, American Sanitation, Cards Tan and Full, Gilbert Flooring, and Prairie Energy Cooperative. That does it for this Friday edition of Letters to Santa. We're back on Monday reading the letters from Cleary and Goldfield Downs Elementary here on 95.7 FM, just after the start of the 10 o'clock hour. Have a great rest of your Friday, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again for Letters to Santa on Monday morning.